So those of you who tune into this session frequently recognize that I always begin this with a salutation, chanting, bowing. To me it is an entry place to the Dhamma. Tonally, the tone is one of dignity, steadiness. It's not heavy, it's gentle, steady. And it goes to that qualities go to the heart. Particularly if you have the opportunity to do it in a group, it's immensely amplifying and sustaining on a heart level. And it reminds us perhaps of timeless qualities, since we are so often involved with time, with the urgencies of the day and the concerns of the present moment, which of course are what we have to deal with. But this sense of lifting your attention to the timeless, very important, very absolutely vital in order to keep the balance and the equanimity and the stability to manage what comes running at us in our daily lives. And certainly when we consider just even the fragmentary qualities that are mentioned, the enlightened, compassionate one, the Dhamma, apparent here and now, available, accessible, the Buddha, the knower of the worlds, purity in moral conduct and clarity, and the Sangha, those who have practiced or practicing well with integrity. These are resonances to bring up our sense of respect and rising. We lift up. If we're going to meet these qualities, we have to encourage us to lift up, to straighten up, you know, to take the steady long view. And this is immensely helpful as the introduction to our deepening is silence. Because in a way the meditation theme is what's happening. For most of us, yeah, we can do mindfulness of breathing, that's absolutely great, mindfulness of body, cultivating metta, but you realise you're actually practising all those things as tools within the ongoing continuum of what you're experiencing and feeling, which is probably different for each and every one of us. But certainly a mixture of worries, anxieties, joys, expectations, things we feel stumped by and really don't know what to do about. Whole range of stuff, you know, and sense of, okay, there's all that. Without rejecting it or getting swamped in it, you know, and filtering what is appropriate to give attention to and what kind of attention can you give? And this is, you know, this is exactly the Buddha Dhamma practice, is what kind of attention you can give and what's worth giving attention to, because there's so much. So as we come into our silence or our personal world as it is that we're experiencing, just this fundamental sense of the to meditate means you lift. You've got that sense of the upright, the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, the respect, the timeless, the steady, the stable, that resonance. We keep resounding that resonance. When things in us want to just crumple and hide or run away or panic or get excited, you know, just, okay, that's what happens for people. We're not getting, you know, judgmental about that, but let's just get that perspective, you know, without adding more to it, just that bare perspective, that simplicity. This is what's happening. This is the world. Okay. And so that just that sense by itself lifts some of our emotional energy from the topics that we're concerned about, from our children, from our partners, from our job, from our body, from the state of the world. Okay, is this what's happening now? okay, what's leading? Perhaps it's a sense of uncertainty and agitation, or eagerness and excitement, or restlessness, or even aversion. We lift. That's that lifting. This is the fundamental viveka. Yeah, and it's doable. That's why it's called Dhamma. Dhamma is that which you can do. You can't do it, it isn't Dhamma. And it's a step by step, which means you just take that step. Okay, this is not the final thing, this is not the end of the story, but this is, if you don't take this step, you don't get anywhere. Yeah, and that step. And then the dispassion. Feelings are like this, emotions are like this, and you begin to be able to discern, with some practice, distinction between the feeling, the meaning, and the activation. Okay, so feeling is just the sheer quality of something pleasant or unpleasant, the immediate contact. Many of these things are just what we hear. We hear news, we hear stories, we hear other people, and we get that. Oh yeah, that's bad. And then the meaning comes up, which is called sanya, the perception. Oh, this means she's like this. Oh, this means it will always be like that. Oh, this feels like, and then this kind of, it begins to swell. And then the reactions start. We get the activations. Oh, stop it. What should I do? I can't do this. I must do this. I've got to do that. Oh, no, she shouldn't be this way. The world is like this. The world is like that. And it goes on. And we get all kinds of, once that reactivity gets in, everything starts ricocheting, get reactions to the reactions, counter-reactions, trying to shut everything down, and so forth. It just goes like a ping-pong ball, just bouncing around. So this is no good at all. Everybody's doing that. The world is playing ping-pong with bullets and guns. Where's the end of that? More suffering. So they just got to stop that. And then just kind of going to your own process, say, taking the time just to listen in deeply. Okay. And you listen in deeply by relaxing your body. You shouldn't have to strain. It's not you shouldn't have to strain to listen, you just relax your body. Keep the upright spine steady or standing, and relax the muscles that you don't need. And once you relax the muscles in your face, in your chest, in your fingers, then you start to get the citta experience, heart experience. Oh, I feel a bit this, I feel a bit, I feel slightly rocky, I feel something pushing, I feel fluttering. How is that? And then the topics begin to arise. Yeah. Concerns, memories, feelings of regret, feelings of guilt even, or anxiety. Because in relaxing the muscles, you've relaxed a certain muscle of the heart, which is to defend or shut. The heart begins to open. When it begins to open, it will tell you. It will tell you what's important for you right now, what's bothering you. And as you do so, you keep in touch with that upright sense, which your body still carries that sense. Your embodiment still carries that sense of stability and presence. You don't let go of that, but holding that, you open to what's happening. It's rather as if you're dropping a bucket into a well. The bucket is the heart. You know, and you're dropping into the body's opened up, you can descend. But you have a rope on the end of the bucket. The rope is your upright body. So then you feel that and letting yourself descend into what's being felt. Nothing much is being felt, then you can feel yourself breathing. Stay with that. You don't have to seek problems. Find pleasant, agreeable, supportive states. Let the bucket of your heart widen and open and be filled with them. And to remind you, if it is a kind of a descent, the Buddha called it the descent to the deathless. So often we actually are pulling away from that which we're disturbed by. We're struggling with our tension. We're trying to pull away from our fear, our agitation. We're trying to keep our sense of problem away from us. We're pulling away. And with this, you actually descend into it, not into the topic, but into the area of the heart that's affected by that, which can feel quite sore or tired. So you keep that rope, otherwise you just feel yourself getting swamped. Discern the reactions, relax the reactions. And you'll find there's a place where stillness begins to be experienced. Like a certain, the bucket is floating. When you find, or when the things settle into some stillness, some sense, this is not jumping up and down, this is not agitating, this is not sinking, and the rope of presence is still there, This is when you start to allow yourself to expand your attention. This is where goodwill, compassion and equanimity begin to blossom. It's a response to our internal condition. This is rebuilding the heart with goodwill. You're taking your time. Once again, you find your body, the simple presence of body. You relax the muscles, the agitations, or the deliberate activities, or the residual tension or hardness in the body. When you soften the muscles and stay present, heart opens. It doesn't pop open, it's most likely to gradually open. First of all, the experience can be rather sleepy or misty or uncertain. You stay with that presence of body. Perhaps with the question, what's important here? What's happening here? And it invites the heart to take form. The heart to present forms, heart to present mood, topic, theme. Oh, this is the concern. This is the regret. This is the excitement. This is the loving kindness. We don't know. And then just lifting. Everything stabilize. Lifting attention, but letting yourself sink into that quality. Lifting from the topics, the ideas, and deepening into the emotional fabric behind them. We come to a place of rest. What seems beautiful, fruitful now, this is a place where we forgive, where we accept how we are, where we bring forth goodwill. This is where these qualities easily come forth. allowing them to come forth as they are. They are not self, they are just qualities. And they continue to deepen and refresh us.